It's time to meet the gaffer on High Peak Radio.
For the first time on Meet the Gaffer, we have Paul Phillips, part of the new managing duo at Glossop North End. Now, things have gone pretty well since you joined in May, haven't you, Paul?
Apart from pre-season, which is a bit up and down, obviously the first two games, we've got the 3 points. So, yeah, it's gone according to plan at the moment in time. Obviously, it's still going to take a while for people to gel, but winning the two first games was a good starting point with conceding no goals was a great start.
What aspects of the team's game have you and co-manager Steve Hulford focused on most in pre-season, would you say?
Well, it's hard to focus on anything because there's that many ups and downs and people in coming in and going out because of obviously losing so many players. But we've tried to instill a steel that we don't concede goals, we're good in both boxes, and hopefully if we take our chances at one end and we're solid and resolute at the other end, we'll win games.
Two games in, you're third in the table after two wins and two clean sheets, which well done to you personally as well. You'd be in the goalkeeper as well, you'll be happy
Thank you.
Who stood out in your 2-0 win at home against Clitheroe on Tuesday night, do you reckon?
It'd be hard to pick someone. I think us in the back four as a whole, we threw them together. The first time they played together was at Goole on Saturday, so you've got to take your hat off to them that Jay Garton's not had a pre-season, he's been out for 4 months. Obviously Jason Hill's come in, it's his new position for him. We've played him at the side of Jay Garton. So the back four, listen, everyone, we're defenders one and we're attackers one. That's how I always look at it. But it'd be hard to pick out someone, but as a team, I think we, like I said before, we was good in both boxes. We threw our bodies in the way at one end and converted our chances at the other. So It was a good overall team performance.
And will you be keeping the same starting 11 that you've used for the last two games when you play Mossley at the weekend in the FA Cup preliminary round?
I'm not sure because obviously with one or two knocks, Chris Bagley and certain other people got knocks. So it may have to juggle it about. Obviously playing three games in 7 days isn't ideal.
Could you give us a hint of who do you reckon you'll be bringing in, or you're not sure just yet?
Let's get to training and see where people lie, because obviously depending on how Knox have healed in the space of 24 hours, 48 hours, then obviously we'll know a bit more. But obviously Bill Esser Craig's come on after that, getting a knock in pre-season, done really well. So he'll probably be in contention. Liam Turner, who's been in the squad, who's come through the youth ranks, has really impressed. So there could be two of them lads who step up to the plate on Saturday.
And what are your aspirations for the season as a whole, Paul?
I want to win the league. First and foremost, if I can't win the league, then I'll settle for the playoffs. But at the end of the day, I think every manager, if you ask him, he doesn't want to win the league, then there's something seriously wrong. I set out to do as well as I can. So does Stephen. Hopefully everyone behind the scenes is in the same set frame of mind. And if we set out that way and we come up short and we get in the playoffs, or we come up short, that then obviously we reassess going into next summer. But we always set out to try and finish as high as possible.
Good. I like your honesty. That's good to hear. Thanks very much for coming on the show, Paul. Hopefully we'll catch up with you again throughout the season.
No problem. Thanks for your time.